Good day, Progheads. Well, we've almost reached the winter solstice. Midwinter, the shortest day. A new day is coming in so many ways. Are we ready for it? I don't know, but there's always the music. There's always the music, my friends, on the Progressive Track Show at both KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio. So let's get to it, shall we? I do hope you're sitting down for this opener, and if your seat has a seatbelt, perhaps strap in. This is the initial track from the debut of a new Italian group called Promenade, and it's appropriately called Athletics. moly. I need a towel after that one. Promenade really want us to know that they can play their instruments, don't they? I've not heard an opener like that in years. Those are impressive chops, for sure. Promenade is a young Italian group who released their first album in September. The album is called Noel Dir Dino, and that's on the Fading Records label. And the track was Athletics. I'm not sure what else to say, except that it's available on Bandcamp, and the future of Prague is bright. You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington, and to Mike with the Progressive Track Show.
This is Andy Latimer from Camel, and you're listening to Progzilla.
No matter the continent, it's still totally undanceable. I said the future of Prague is bright, with bands like Promenade displaying creativity and talent like we just heard. Well, it's a good thing that's true, and I thank Promenade for providing 10-plus minutes of marvelous distraction for me. Okay, time to address the elephant in the room. The passing of Prague pioneer and icon Greg Lake this past week. And Greg's death has caused me to alter this show significantly. Of course I'm going to honor him with some music tonight, but I'm not sure how much I can say. It's still pretty raw for me. After all, Greg was not only the L in ELP, but before that a charter member of King Crimson, having a hand in their first two albums. It is a huge understatement that he was instrumental in creating progressive rock, that he will be missed, and he cannot be replaced. I'll try to say more in a bit, but music, please. This is Trilogy.
I've sent this letter hoping it will reach your hand. And if it does, I hope that you will understand that I must leave in a while. And though I smile, you know the smile is only there to hide what I'm really feeling deep inside. Just a face where I can hang my head. Thank you.
it's been together penniless and free. You'll see the day another way, and wake up with the sunshine pouring right down where you live.
So, this was a Progressive Tracks Solstice show, now significantly changed, as we proggers all are, by the passing of Greg Lake. That was a tune Greg co-wrote with Keith Emerson, who also tragically left us earlier this year. The title track from the 1972 Trilogy album shows a couple sides of Greg's amazing voice, as well as his bass and guitar playing abilities. That's a good overall look, I guess. This is the Progressive Tracks Show on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington, where we always take time to honor the greats. Now, I want to play a trilogy of songs that show the other sides of Greg Lake. We'll start with a tune from the second King Crimson album, one that Greg only sang on, but were those vocals great? This is from In the Wake of Poseidon, and it's called Cat Food.
Worry with a tin of curry.
Those were three tunes displaying the immense talents of the late Greg Lake. The first was Cat Food off the In the Wake of Poseidon release. I followed that with Greg doing a bit of Cockney comic relief on Benny the Bouncer from ELP's Brain Salad Surgery album. And finally, you heard A Time and a Place from Emerson, Lake & Palmer's sophomore effort, Tarkus. Three different sides of Greg Lake on the Progressive Tracks show. You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio station. And we're also carried in Greg's homeland on Progzilla Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Kershaw, and you are listening to Progzilla Radio.
Tonight we're honoring vocalist, bassist, and guitarist Greg Lake, who left us last week at the age of 69. I had the honor and privilege of seeing Greg Lake just a few years ago on his Songs of a Lifetime solo tour, where he played, sang, and told great stories. It was an enthralling evening in an intimate club setting at the Triple Door in Seattle, and I came away with a renewed sense of respect for this man. One of the stories he told was about the most well-known ELP song. Now, most of you probably know this, but Greg actually composed his first tune when he was 12 years old. And that song became ELP's biggest hit. Yes, Lucky Man was penned by 12-year-old Greg Lake. And it was placed on the debut eponymous ELP album as a fill-in, because they didn't have enough music for an album. But it wasn't filler now, was it? Nothing Greg did was filler. By the time Greg was 21, he and childhood friend Robert Fripp decided they needed to form a band that played anything other than music based off American blues, which was all the rage. And so King Crimson was created, and thus much of what we know as progressive rock, simply to be different. And it certainly was. This is Epitaph from In the Court of the Crimson King. Greg Lake, vocals and bass.
Make it.
still stirring after more than 45 years. Epitaph from King Crimson with founding member Greg Lake on bass and lead vocals. That's from the seminal album In the Court of the Crimson King. Enough said. You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington. This is the Progressive Track Show with Mike. We're also carried in the UK by Progzilla Radio.
Hi, it's John Young from Life Signs here, and you're listening to Progzilla Radio.
Time for one more lengthy one, and I think it's one of the best Greg ever did. It's from the debut Emerson, Lake & Palmer album, but it's not Lucky Man. And I'm going to let this tune take us out for this week. I'm not going to ruin the end of this show by speaking. Greg Lake is an icon who led the way for progressive rock in so many respects. He's gone now, but his music lives on. And that's the only comfort I take right now. But as you heard at the show's beginning, new young bands like Promenade are ready to propel progressive rock, the genre that Greg helped found, into the future. And for that, I'm also thankful and hopeful. I'll be back next week with another edition of the Progressive Tracks Show. I hope you'll join me. And I hope I'm a little happier by then. This is Mike for KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio, urging you, as always, to prog on. So we'll end this week's Progressive Tracks Show with the most appropriate Greg Lake tune from the debut Emerson, Lake & Palmer release. This is Take a Pebble. Greg Lake, guitar, bass, lyrics, and vocals. May he rest in peace.
sadness on your shoulders, like a worn out overcoat. In pockets creased and tattered hang the rags of your hopes. The daybreak is your midnight, the colors have or died. Disturbing the waters of our lives, of our lives, 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 of our lives.